Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflakes' heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud, proud, and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Who's next in the biggest loser saga in the House of Representatives? Oh, everyone thinks this morning that there's no way Mike Johnson can lose because Mike Johnson is endorsed by Donald Trump. I mean, Jim Jordan was endorsed by Donald Trump. Look, all this chaos is by design. I mean, Trump was an Emmer fan until he wasn't. Until he learned that Emmer would probably, keep the government open. I keep telling you, I keep saying it over and over and over again. Matt Gaetz said it in a Twitter space. Boebert, they all want the government shut down so they can somehow blame it on Biden. They really think that they can convince their sheep that it's Biden's problem that the government shut down. And they're correct. They can totally get the sheep to believe that shit. 100%. No doubt in my mind, they can get these brain dead idiots. If they can get them to believe that Donald Trump is a good politician and a good president, they can be convinced of absolutely anything. Anything, including that the government shutdown is Biden's fault. I keep telling you that. The reason why Kevin McCarthy is not the Speaker of the House is because he kept the government open when Donald Trump did not want it open. Now, the media is starting to come around to this. I noticed that the media is starting to come around to the fact that Donald Trump controls the House of Representatives because he controls the Republican Party because they're authoritarians. This is how authoritarianism works. I keep saying it over and over and over and over. And I'll keep saying it. I had a little bit of trouble on Facebook this morning. So I don't know if some people are joining us from Facebook and YouTube. But it wasn't connecting till the very last second, and then it finally connected. So we are broadcasting on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch this morning. I didn't know if I was going to get Facebook to work. So if you see the post over on Facebook about come over to YouTube, you can come over to YouTube and subscribe. It's free. You might as well hit the subscribe button on YouTube, on the tubes of you. But if you're on Facebook this morning, it was a little hairy. I didn't know if it would broadcast. I was having a little technical difficulty. I'm not sure. It wasn't connecting to Facebook. Facebook was rejecting it for whatever reason. I even tried to change the title because I thought maybe Trump dooms. Because a lot of times Facebook, they don't like certain words and titles. They just don't. I'm sure YouTube doesn't either, but they're not as picky about the titles. You know what I mean? Twitch isn't as picky either. You can follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. It's free to follow us on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. Just hit the button. You can actually go to The Tony Michaels Podcast and find all those links there. You can subscribe at the top. Scroll on down. You can see the latest current episode links, today's episode, and then the last Sunday rant. You can support the show live here. And here's your memberships here. You can join the Patreon page, the Discord, which you should join the Discord server. It is where the chat party never stops. And boy, we're excited. We're going to have some arcade games, and I've got a lot of cool stuff coming for the Discord server. It's going to be one big community over there. I'm going to put the Discord server link in the chat here so that way you guys can go over and join. When you go over to Discord and join, click the green check mark in the Welcome Center. That's right. Hit the green check mark in the Welcome Center. There's a big picture, and it says click here, and it shows you where to click, and click the green check mark. Just hit it with your finger, and boom. You're in. You're verified that you're a human. You're a human because in today's world with AI, which we're going to show you more and more as we go along here, we don't know what's human and what's not. You guys like the Biden Trump thing so much, the debate thing. You remember that video? I'm going to post more of those videos on YouTube and on social media. But you guys like that so much, we got a great idea coming with AI. That's right. A great idea coming. So stay tuned. And you're going to want to go to Discord, because there's going to be a lot of stuff happening over there that we can't put on the show because the show's only 2 hours. That's the nice part about the Discord, is we can go over there and do that. So here's some more links. If you go on down, if you join the Patreon, you'll be able to see that you can follow for free on Patreon now. And I noticed a lot of people have been following on Patreon for free. You don't get access to everything on Patreon just by following, but you are going to get access to these AI Tony articles. I posted one this morning that AI Tony generated. So go over there to Patreon and you can check that out for free. Just hit this follow Patreon for free and go check those out. But when you go on down, you can follow us on Facebook and all the social medias. And I want to bring this up again, the submissions tab here on thetonymichaels.com. Everyone's been submitting stories, and I want to thank you for everyone submitting stories. And we're going to try to get to those stories as best we can, either here on the show or maybe through an article. So stay tuned. Again, if you're submitting stories to Tony, you're going to want to follow on Discord and on Patreon, because you'll start to see those things there. So I want to thank everyone for submitting stories. And it can be any story you want. It can be a national news story. It can be a local news story, like this shit in Texas where they're trying to ban women's travel. Have you seen this? These fucking fascists, man, I swear to God. You know, everyone thought I was out of line when I was like, look, they're going to take away women's rights, all of them. They don't want women to have rights. And like, Tony, you're being a little extreme. Oh, am I? Where is it? What town is it in fucking Texas that this is happening? Again, it's Lubbock. Isn't it Lubbock, Texas? Isn't that what it is? They're passing a law to where you can't drive on the roads in the city of Lubbock. I'm not shitting you. A woman who is driving to go to a health appointment, to a doctor's appointment, can be arrested and charged with a crime for driving on the fucking road to get to a doctor's appointment. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, I know exactly what this is designed to do. Somewhere, some fucking right-wing Nazi who doesn't want women to have rights decided, you know what? We really need to take this to the Supreme Court so we can make sure women can't travel. Right? And a lot of people in the comments are saying it's unconstitutional. Don't bet your rights on it. Don't bet your fucking rights on it. Because the design of this law is not to be enacted. It's going to be stopped in court. Okay? And then it's going to go to the next court, and to the next court, and to the next court. You follow where I'm going with this? They wrote this law to get to the Supreme Court. Because here's what they want to do, folks. They want to make sure every fucking podunk, toothless, redneck town who's got their fucking head up their ass that wants to take away women's rights can pass laws in their town that you can't go through their town if you're going to a doctor's appointment. If you're a woman, you may just have to show your papers. You're being extreme when you say they're trying to take away women's rights and they don't want women to vote, or they don't want women to travel on roads. That's what they're doing, you fucking boneheads. Now think about this for a second. Think about if they win this battle in the court. I don't know if they will. I mean, Jesus Christ, they stripped away women's right to health care and the women's right to privacy in their doctor's office. So why wouldn't they this? That you can't have the right to drive on a road to go to a doctor's appointment. Think about this. Think about the ramifications of this. This isn't just about red states. What they're trying to do is make it to where counties and cities can arrest you and charge you with crimes in blue states for traveling to a doctor's appointment. Okay? Even if that doctor's appointment is legal to have, they want to make it a crime that you can travel to it through their jurisdiction. How the hell are they going to know this, by the way? How are they going to know this? How are they going to know this? How do you think they're going to enforce this? What do you think they're going to do? You think they're just going to start pulling over every woman who looks pregnant? These are fucking Nazi tactics, folks. This is Nazi Germany 1930 style shit. And this fucking idea that Republicans are smart for small government, get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. I've never seen so much fucking big government up inside a woman's rights in this country ever. Even before Roe v. Wade, women weren't restricted from traveling on a road or in the air to a doctor's appointment. To a doctor's appointment, folks. It's health care. Yeah, that's what it is, you fucking moglidites. You pro-birthers, it's fucking health care. And it's legal health care, but they're making it illegal to travel to the doctor's appointment in Lubbock. Again, this isn't about Lubbock, Texas. What happened was is a bunch of right-wing Republican Nazis convinced Lubbock to take this law up on their council so that way it could work its way to the Supreme Court. Because they really, truly do believe that they have the Supreme Court right now to absolutely undermine every single woman's right in this country and make women second-class citizens. I mean, Tommy Tuberville doesn't want them to serve in the military. He doesn't want them to travel. Where did you think this was going? I keep telling you over and over and over what fascists do. I tell you what they do, and they do it. What do you think the whole trans kid thing is? They're trying to take parental rights away from trans kids' parents. They're going to take your rights away from your kids, too. They're not going to stop. I don't know how many times I have to say it and yell it and scream it. They are not going to stop. It is imperative that we identify the fascist and vote them out of our fucking government. Every government that we have. It's imperative to your rights, not just the other people. Well, it ain't me. It ain't me. I mean, I'm not going to be pregnant, Tony. I'm not going to be pregnant. What's going to happen when they decide they're done with the, you know, they took all the rights away from women that they've got. They're now property. They're now property, you know, like the fascists want. So now who are they going to move to? We have to use the weapon of the ballot. The ballot is where we win this battle. And I know it feels like I repeat it every day, and I'm going to. We have to engage in our democracy. We must. They are not going to just crawl back underneath their rock. They are out and about. They are identified. We know who they are. And it's time. It's time we fucking fight back with the ballot. And we smash these fucking Nazis. It's enough of this shit. Restricting women's right to travel to a doctor's appointment. And again, I want to tell you, it's not about this town or this county, right, in Texas. This was just where they were be able to convince these motherfuckers to do this so it could be challenged in court, so they could win in court, so then it becomes law, and then it can cascade throughout the country and all these fucking toothless podunk towns that they don't know shit from Shinola. They don't know the facts, and they don't give a fuck about anyone's liberty because they're part of the QAnon Trump cult. And yes, Unfortunately, in this country, white rule people by the majority have fallen and been duped by the QAnon Trump cult to some extent. Whether they full on believe QAnon bullshit or not, they're fucking duped by it to some degree. And if you're out there, if you're watching this as a short on YouTube and you're like, oh, Tony, we're not a democracy, we're a Republican. You're a libtard. You must live in California. I'm from fucking Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. I'm from rural white America, like the white crackers as you can fucking get. I know how these fucking people operate. I know their passive aggressive ways towards race and women. I know. That's why I yell and scream about it. I've seen it. And I'm telling you, they are not going to back away from this because they think they're going to win. They're so fucking delusional. They're out of their fucking minds. They think Trump is the most popular president of all time. They think he's the smartest guy they've ever seen in his fucking life. They think he's the most innocent person and never lies. And you think they're just gonna stop believing their fascist ways that they've sunk into? And really, honestly, the Republican Party, as we've said before, has been a cult for decades. They just lacked their fucking buffoon cult leader. And boy, do they have him now. Oh my God. It's full on MAGA King hysteria with them. What do you think this House of Representatives shit is? The Speaker. Yeah, I know. Mike Johnson, he's an insurrectionist. So is Jim Jordan. Yeah, I know. Donald Trump stood in front of a camera and endorsed him this morning. He did the same thing for Jim Jordan. He said good things about fucking Emmer the other day before he tweeted that Emmer was a rhino. Let me tell you something. If there's one fucking whiff, just one fucking whiff that Mike Johnson will keep the government open, done. Done. And Mike Johnson has to make that deal to be speaker. Mike Johnson has to make that deal that he will keep government open, that he will fund Israel. And he, to some degree, he's going to have to agree that Ukraine funding will be attached to Israel. It's going to be imperative to get the votes to 217. There are 17, there's really 18 spots, 18 congressional seats that are Biden districts. 17, really, if you count out George Santos, which you should. Should not take him into consideration at all of anything serious. And he'll vote Mike Johnson if Mike Johnson won't fucking boot him from the House. But think about those 17 districts. They cannot afford a shutdown. They will lose their race. They cannot afford not to fund Israel and have Israel funding of our allies and funding for the war of democracy in Ukraine. They can't do it. Not in those districts. They won't win. So they have to make those deals with Mike Johnson. They have to go back to those constituents and have that as part of their get me reelected campaign. It's imperative. Why do you think Jim Jordan was making those deals? Why do you think Jim Jordan not only failed on the House, but he lost more and more votes? I actually think we're going to get back to Jim Jordan. Yes. I think Mike Johnson is going to go to the floor. He's going to lose. He won't get 217 or 218 or 216, whatever the fuck the quorum is that he needs at that moment. He won't get it. I mean, remember when we were first talking about this weeks ago and the Republicans came out of their little private conference. Remember the one they didn't have cell phones in because they didn't want Trump in the room? That's the reason why they didn't have cell phones in those first conferences, because they didn't want him poisoning the well in the room. They needed to pick a speaker that would keep government open. And they picked Steve Scalise. Darrell Issa came out and said, yeah,
yeah, whoa, yay, Steve Scalise is going to be our speaker.
That went over like a wet fart in a white thong, didn't it? Because Trump smashed it. Gone. See ya, bitch. Here's the door. Steve Scalise didn't last 24 hours. A fraction of a Scaramucci. I mean, Jim Jordan at least took the vote to the floor three times and he lost worse each time. Went over like a wet fart in a white thong. Jim Jordan did. What do you think Mike Johnson's going to do? You think just because that guy wears a jacket and that guy's an insurrectionist? You're like, oh, well, Jim Jordan, see, he doesn't wear a jacket. He is an insurrectionist, so that's why he didn't win. This guy wears a jacket. He's a Nazi in a jacket, okay? He's a scumbag in a fucking jacket. Jim Jordan is a scumbag without a jacket. Do you see the difference? No, there's no fucking difference. There's no fucking difference. It's important to understand these things. Donald Trump killed Emmer the other day because he knew Emmer would fucking win. He knew Emmer could bring 217 on a House floor vote. Trump does not want a speaker. Trump wants to control them. Trump wants the chaos. Trump wants to show them that he still controls them. What do you think this is all about? There's only one reason why we don't have a speaker in this country. Only one. Only fucking one reason. Only one. It ain't because Democrats don't vote for a speaker. They vote for a speaker every time. Hakeem Jeffries, that's who they want to be speaker. So that's who they vote for. That's how it works. Just like Republicans get to vote for who they want to be speaker. I guess Kevin McCarthy got like 40 some votes in this private conference. And I don't know if they're still holding up hope that somehow Kevin McCarthy is going to be the speaker again or what. I don't know. Donald Trump ain't going to allow that. He's the dictator. He's the king. He's the authoritarian. He is their Hitler, folks. And their party is dead. And we're just dragging them around the country like a dead body. Acting like, yeah, see, it's the Republican Party. They're kind of alive, see? And you kind of grab the arm and shake it. See that? I mean, they've been dead for a while. But, I mean, they don't really look alive. They look like shit. But, you know, this dead body we're dragging around here. But we're doing this whole stupid charade. We're at the intersection of WrestleMania and real life. And you got the QAnon store on one corner. And you got the I'm never going to be speaker comedy club on the other. It's a fucking joke. And I know it feels like, oh, man, we really need to get our shit together here. This country is going to go to hell in a handbasket if we don't. This country is not going to go to hell in a handbasket. The Republican Party is, folks. And we were talking the other morning on Monday in the early morning Patreon session on the Producer's Corner on Discord. They were mentioning that Republicans at water cooler talk, you know, at work and stuff, we're mentioning that they're sick and tired of the Republicans not being able to get their shit together. And I told them, and I'm telling you now, that does not mean that these people are not going to vote Republican. The affiliation vote is very fucking strong. It's a heavy, 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 heavy curse on humans. Affiliation. It really is. It's a tough curse that humans carry around. And it's not just politics. It can be anything. I mean, have you ever met a person that has a significant other that treats them like shit? You just can't get them to understand that, hey, there's better stuff out there. They're just not going to let it go. So don't get it twisted. Just because there's so much chaos doesn't mean we can't do our job. We have to do our job. We have to engage in democracy. We have to aim our strategic outrage towards these Nazis who are taking away women's right to drive on a road to go to a doctor's appointment. Folks, Lubbock, Texas passed a law to make it a crime for a woman to drive to a doctor's appointment. And you think I'm out of line when I'm saying they're not going to stop. They're coming after your fucking rights. They're coming after you. They're coming after your family. They're coming after your daughter. They're coming after your wife. They're coming after your sister, your mom, your cousins, your family, your community, your church members. They're coming after you. And they won't stop. Trust me, these fascists will not stop. The only way we stop them is to get them out of our fucking governments. And we have to engage in democracy to do that. We have to be vigilant, yell and scream. And I only have one microphone. You have thousands of microphones. So use your microphone the way that you can, please. And the only reason why this microphone stays on is you, the best audience in the world. You are the reason why this microphone stays powered on against fascism. And I want to thank you so much for joining me here on this Wednesday, October 25th, as we go get prepared to run down through the news. I'm going to show you some clips. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of hubbub on the floor today. If they get to the floor, there's also bound to be 100 interviews, but I'm going to show you the video of the Cheeto Dust QAnoner, the Mango Mussolini Jesus absolutely destroying Mike Johnson's chances of being speaker by endorsing him in front of the courtroom where he's going to be sued and go broke. Isn't that funny? Isn't that crazy shit? He's standing in front. That's crazy shit. Also, I'm going to show you a video where he responds to Mark Meadows getting immunity. I didn't even bring that up. What the fuck? We got to get to the Mark Meadows immunity. Remember what I said the other day, me and Gabe, I think it was on Friday during Bonehead of the Week. We were trying to postulate who would turn first, Jenna Ellis or Mark Meadows. And I said Mark Meadows won't turn first because he has a deal with the feds. And boy, does he have a fucking deal with Jack Smith. Oh, my God, does he have a sweetheart deal? And I bet he is just singing like a fucking canary. And we're going to go over that story and more when we come back. Right after, don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, as they say on radio. Tony Michaels Podcast Part 2, right after this.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? It's a rhetorical question at best. We'll be right back on the Tony Michaels Podcast.